Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fourth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be studying Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud says, Mi sheyatza leilich be'ir shem arvin ba v'hechizuro chavero. Someone who goes to another city to lay down the erev for people in his town, and his friend turns him back. Hu mutar leilich v'chol b'nei ha'ir asurin. He is able to go there on Shabbos, but all the people in his town who made him their messenger, they are not able to go to the next town on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kol shu yachol la'arev v'lo erev, hari zeh chamar gamal. Anyone who could have made his erev and didn't is like a chamar gamal. We had this term before. It means one who's stuck in the middle. He can't go forward, he can't go back. He's only got the middle to work with. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Mi sheyatza, someone who went out. Mi'iro sheshel chuhu anshe iro laholich lahem erev kadei sheyachu leilich machar li'ir shem arvin la. He went out from his city because he was sent there by his townspeople to place for them an erev to enable them to go the next day to the town with the erev. Shehi smucha lahem shnei tchumei Shabbos v'yacholin leilich mizu lazu ayadei erev. So it's got the end of one tchum and the beginning of the next tchum, so they need that erev placed in order to enable them to walk there the next day. V'chiziru chavero, and his friend turned him back, to amarle, es chamahi, es sanahi. He's saying it's too hot out, it's too cold out, whatever it is, his friend talked him out of going. He's on his way, and his friend said, go home. Mutarhu leilich, he, the messenger, is able to go the next day. L'machar lo'oso yiracheres. On Shabbos, he's able to go to the other city. Shekiva shehechizik b'derech kedei liknos shvisa l'sof alpayim ama rachok min ha'ir havikaani she'omer shvisasi b'makom ploni v'kana l'shem shvisa. So since he's on the road intending to establish his place in the other city, he's like the case of an ani who says, I want my erev to be at such and such place. V'chol b'nei iro asurin, but the people of the city who made him their messenger, they can't go. Shelo hechaziku b'derech, v'ein lahem ela alpayim amalucho ruach me'iram. So they weren't on the road, they can't acquire their erev through this method. Only the person who's actually traveling can do it, so the erev wasn't effective for them, so they only have their city and the 2,000 amos around it. Rabbi Meir, misfakale. He's not so sure. E anihu, since he is a traveler on the road, he left his home, is he in fact considered like a poor person? Or because he had bread with him, he was on his way to place food, but he didn't, maybe he's not like an ani. Hilkach harihu chamar gamal. Therefore he's like the combination of a donkey driver, camel driver, where he's stuck in the middle. He doesn't get the 2,000 amos in every direction from his city. Maybe he did acquire the erev on the road when he was traveling, so he loses his home erev. And he also doesn't have the 2,000 amos that would enable him to walk to the other city, because maybe it didn't work in establishing the erev, and therefore his home base is still his house. So therefore, because we don't know whether or not a person traveling with food who could get to place the erev counts as an ani for this dispensation of doing it verbally, we have to be stringent in both directions, so therefore he only has the area of overlap between his home and the other city. He does not have 2,000 in every direction from either of those points. However, the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha in this matter, in fact, follows Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mi sheyatza chutz l'tachum afilu ama achas. Someone who went out of the Shabbos boundary, even a single step, even a single ama, lo yikanes, he cannot come back into the tachum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, shtayim yikanes, shalosh lo yikanes. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he's within 2 amos outside the tchum, he can come back in, but 3 amos outside the tchum, then he can't come back in. Mi shehechshech chutz l'tchum, afilu ama achas. Someone who's outside the tchum when it becomes Shabbos, even a single ama, lo yikanes, he cannot enter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, afilu chamesh esrei amos yikanes. even
15.
Vamos, he can come in. Shein hamashochos mimatzin es hamidos mimnei hatoim. Because the surveyors don't lay the boundaries quite so precisely for the sake of those who make mistakes.
Barton Nero.
Someone who goes outside the tchum afilu ama achas lo yikhanes. Even a single ama, he cannot come back in. Ve'elo ela arba amos mikan ve'arba amos mikan. And he only has his radius of four amos in every direction. Ve'af al pi shemovlos elu arba amos betoch tchum ha'ir. And even though these four amos overlap the tchum, lo amrinan kivan da'al al, we don't say since he's back inside the tchum, then he's back in. The sphere lay havalas tchumen lav milsehi, because he's of the opinion that overlapping tchumen doesn't make any difference. So the fact that his dalet amos overlaps the tchum of the city, so he's within the boundary line, that doesn't put him back in the boundary line. That just allows him the area of overlap. Rabbi Eliezer says shtayim yikanes, two amos he can come back in. Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with his general position. The Amar of Ahuba Emtzon, who he says that he's in the middle of it. Shebasof ha'alpayim yeshlo arba amos, shtayim mitzadze betoch hatchum, v'shtayim mitzadze l'sof hatchum. He feels that at the end of the 2,000 amos, when you reach the tchum boundary, you've got dalet amos, two of which are inside the tchum, and two of which are outside the tchum. Hilkach, im hu omed ba'ama hashnia, if he's standing at the end of that second ama yikanes, he can still come back in. The havalas tchumin nilsehi. He feels that the overlap of tchumin does make a difference. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha in this matter does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Misha hechshich, someone who's outside the tchum when it gets dark. Shehaya ba min haderech v'chashchalo. He's traveling on the road, he's on his way home, and it got dark. Chutz l'tchum lo yikanes. If he's outside the tchum, he can't enter. The Mekomo lo kana shvisa shahari giloi dato. In his place, he does not acquire a Shabbos dwelling because it's the opposite of what he intends. She'eno rotze liknos shvisa b'mekomo, because he doesn't want to make Shabbos right there on the road. So he uproots from his mind that that's where he should have his base. Ubi'ir lo kana shvisa sheyesh beino ubein ha'ir yoter me'opayim ama. And he doesn't acquire it in the city because he has between him and the city more than 2,000 amos. Remember, this can only be done within 2,000 amos. And since he's outside the tchum, by definition, he's more than 2,000 amos away. So it's not effective to establish his base inside the city either. Hilkach ein lo ela arba amos kedin mishi yatzeh chutz tchum. Therefore, he only has dalet amos. He only has four amos, like someone who went outside the tchum on Shabbos. But Rabbi Shimon says, even ad chamesh esrei ama, he even could be
15
amos outside the city when night falls and still come in. Lav davka, not specifically
15
amos, it's not an exact measure. Dehu adin pachoso yoter ma'at, even a little more or less, it's around
15
amos. Ve'es de mefarshei chamesh esrei davka, there are those who say it does mean specifically
15.
V'lo yadati liyashvo yafeh, and I can't really reconcile this opinion well. So there is no halakhic basis to say
15.
So it's really an estimate, and he doesn't understand the positions that are very specific. Now the reason that he can come in even
15
amos if he's on his way home is because the surveyors don't place the boundary markers at the extreme of the tchum for the sake of those who might make such an error. So hamashuchos modedei hatchumin la'iros, they're the ones who measure the tchum for the cities. Bosin simon l'sof hatchum, and they put the markers at the end of the boundary. In mamsin es hamidos la'asos hasimon b'sof alpayim mamash, they don't put the marker at the end of 2,000 amos literally. Elakonsin oson l'toch alpayim, but they leave it somewhat inside the 2,000. Why? Mnei hatoin, because of those who make mistakes. She'ein makirin hasimon, because they don't recognize the sign. Upa'amim sheyotzin lahalan mimenu v'chozrin v'lav adataihu. And sometimes they'll go too far and then they'll come back and it wasn't intentional. Umishum hachi regilin tamid lichnos besoch alpayim. So this is why the standard practice was to leave the markers somewhat inside the 2,000 amos limit. Benimsa she'elu chamesh esrei amos betoch ha'tchum hein. And you find that these
15
amos are not
15
amos outside the tchum. They're really
15
amos inside the tchum. It's just that the boundary marker is placed prematurely. V'kivan shahaya ze anus shirinan leili kanes. And since this person, in our case, we're talking about someone who couldn't get inside the marker, couldn't get inside the boundary before night fell on him, so since he was prevented against his will, we allow him to still enter. V'lo machmiran le, ki hechi de machmiran lemi shiyotze chutz l'tachum. And we do not act stringently with him as we do in the case of somebody who was inside the tchum on Shabbos and walked past these boundary markers. The hasam havalei li zaher uleseis bedas shelo yetze. That person should have been more careful. He should have been watching where he was going and not gone out. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. So if you're outside the tchum marker, we don't assume that there's a safety buffer zone. That is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. It's also the end of Perek Dalet. Join us tomorrow when we're beginning Perek Hey.